welcome back to Young Americans. I'm Rhea.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Lily.
And we're here for the fall semester in Cortona, Italy. We're from Georgia, and we're just going to play you a couple songs today. Lily, you want to go ahead and introduce the first one?
So the first song we have is Special Affair by The Internet, which is just a fun, groovy tune to start this show with.
Hit me for your thoughts, I know what you want. I can read your mind even from behind. And fuck what's in your phone, let me take you home. I want to take you home. So rare that I'm here, don't plan on staying too long. So you should come here, sit your ass on this throne. It's a special affair, better act like you know who I am. Who I am. I bet this was wrong, make you feel nice and comfortable. Trying to act nice, girl, your cover's long. But you already knew that.
First choice to get us started.
Thank you.
Now we're just going to go around and tell you a little bit about ourselves. I'm Rhea. I'm a finance and international business major with a studio art minor and a legal studies certificate, and I'm from Alpharetta, Georgia.
I am Michelle. I am a consumer journalism major with a studio art minor, and I'm from Marietta, Georgia.
I'm Madison. I'm a fashion merchandising major with a sustainability certificate, and I'm from Asheville, North Carolina.
My name is Lily, and I am currently between majors. It is a complicated story, but if you tune into future episodes, you might just find out why. I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and kick it off with this next song. Take it away, Lily.
All right, next up we have Just Friends, Sunny by Music Soulchild, and all I'm going to say is I guarantee it will put you in a good mood.
Can't wait.
Girl, I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way. See, I've been watching you for a while, and I just gotta let you know that I'm really feeling your style. 'Cause I had to know your name and leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want you can give me yours too. And if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend.
No, no.
I just wanna know your name. And maybe sometime we can hook up. Hang out, just you.
Damn, I'm surprised that you called. Cause the way you walked away, I thought I wasn't gonna see you no more. Since you didn't wanna give me your man, I thought that you were egging me and wasn't digging me. But anyway, what you doing tonight? I'll probably be with my peeps. If it's cool with you, maybe we'll swing by and you can just chill. Oh, you can just chill with me. Long as you're comfortable and you feel secure when you're with me, cause
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
I just wanna know your name. And maybe sometime thinking about you.
No, I
you
can't
ain't even really
you
gotta
ain't
be
even,
my girlfriend.
You ain't even gotta
I just wanna
be my
know your
girlfriend.
Name and no. Maybe sometime
oh, no.
We can hook up. Hang out, just you. I'm not trying
I'm not
to
pressure
you. Just can't stop
just
thinking about you.
About
you. You ain't
you
even
ain't
really
gotta
you ain't be even my gotta girlfriend.
Anything you anything
I just wanna know
it's
your
all
name,
open, baby.
It's
all open,
we
baby. We can just chill. We can just chill. Just chill and keep it real. I ain't out to get nothing from you.
All right. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling pretty happy.
Yeah.
Just for everyone listening at home, I want to let you know that Lily was dancing the entire time.
I was, proudly.
Now we're just going to tell you guys a little bit about how we got introduced to this program. None of us here are art majors. A couple of us are art minors, but as a finance major, it's pretty strange I'm on this program. So I heard about the program because I actually work at the study abroad office, and I applied to both this program and Oxford and decided it would be a wild adventure if I spent a semester taking art classes instead of math classes. And here I am.
For me, I was just wandering around the Dodd, which is UGA's art school, saw some promotional flyers for Cortona and thought, why not? Italy sounds amazing and it has been amazing. So here I am.
For me, one of our professors, Mevadev, she actually introduced me to this program. She's on this teaching our fashion classes, and it's been great so far learning from her.
I actually am not a UGA student, but my brother is. And when I was here in Italy, in Florence, for a week this past spring, I got the lucky chance to actually come and visit the program before I decided, and I saw the campus and I met some people, and I knew for sure that I wanted to spend 3 months here, and unfortunately not way longer than that because it is amazing.
And I think we're all pretty happy with our decision.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I know some are already trying to come back in the spring.
Oh yeah, I'd stay longer.
I would.
All right, everybody, book the plane tickets. All right. And this next song?
This next song is Hijack by SZA. SZA is one of my all-time favorite artists. I got to see her live in concert, which was amazing. And this is one of her lesser-known tracks, but one of the best, I promise. Question that I think we should discuss would be, what are some different things you guys have had to get used to here in Italy that we're not used to back home?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is just the coffee rules. I did not realize that there were certain coffee beverages you could only drink at a certain point in the day.
For sure.
The look on some people's faces when I ordered a cappuccino after 11 was a little bit rough.
I think for me, it's just adjusting to the meal times, because we're so used in America to, like, dining and dashing, fast food, and here that doesn't work here.
It's like not a concept.
Yeah, yeah. Your meals are, like, 3 hours long, and it's not a concept in America, so it's kind of hard.
It's a whole event during your day.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to get used to that.
I was thinking about that earlier, because, like, Chick-fil-A back home, like, you pay, like, $8, $9 for a meal, when you could get, like, an actual, like, sit-down restaurant meal here for that price. Or finger fast food.
Yeah, but we kind of, like, we praise Chick-fil-A for that.
That's true.
Super speedy, like, with their checkout line, I mean, their drive-through line is, like, amazing. I mean, it's the most efficient thing I've seen in my entire life.
With the two, like, the double drive-throughs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our pleasure to serve you.
But yeah, that's so true. Like, we don't, I mean, a meal is just another thing to check off in your day, and here it's, like, a whole
sit down and enjoy
it.
Yeah,
it's like a sin if you don't.
Right.
All right, let's jump into this next song.
This next song, just like all of these songs, is very near and dear to my heart. It is my absolute favorite song. We have "Slow Dancing in the Dark" by Joji.
Waiting to get there.
Welcome back, everyone. We hope you enjoyed that awesome pick by Lily.
Did.
All right, so for all of our viewers out there, we all just got back from Venice as a tour group, and I was just wondering how y'all thought that Cortona compared to the other cities like Rome and Siena that we've seen so far.
I mean, it's
you got it, Rhea. Go for it, Rhea. Go ahead.
I mean, it's just a lot different. I know Rome is very like hustle and bustle, and Cortona is like very small town vibes, and I dig it. Like you get to know people, and I mean, it's the same person that checks you out at the grocery store. It's the same person that gives you your coffee at the different cafes, and I like it a lot.
Michelle? Cortona's home. Cortona's, I love Cortona, and like you were saying, like you get to know the people here, and pretty different from other places. Like you were saying, like Rome is up and going, more city life. Venice was crazy, wild, but it's fun and exciting to see the water. But like, Cortona's Cortona. Like, Cortona's where we've been living, and I'm growing used to it, and I'm growing to love it as well. So,
I absolutely adored Venice. It's one of the most amazing places I've ever been. I mean, I've loved all the cities that we've seen. They're all very different from each other, and it's been really cool to see the differences and similarities between these different big Italian cities. But again, like Michelle was saying, it's a great feeling to come back to Cortona, where you are recognizing people in the streets, which that's also something I'm not used to back home. Atlanta's a big town. Like, it's nice to be in a small place where you're recognizing people every day.
And I also feel like it's brought us closer as a group, too.
Yeah.
Like, we spend a lot more time together in a smaller town than we did in Rome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're doing a lot of things together.
That's so true.
Hmm. All right. Now for our next song, I'm going to hand it over to Lily again to introduce it.
Yes. So next we have Close But Not Quite, which is produced by Richard Russell on the Everything Is Recorded album, featuring one of my favorite singers, Sampha.
Faith lets you fall into arms without a word, and only the sighs of your breath are heard. I'm not one to go to church, but you made me believe in something more than hurt. I feel like I don't have the words. I feel like I don't have the words, because I can't speak. Am I so naive? I feel like I don't have the words, because I can't speak. Of these words I've tried to recite, they are close. guess your size said enough. Oh, these words, no, they can't express pain. It's like my life and not, there's no words that I've learned. Oh, and these are just words, and they can't express pain. These are just words. God woken up and now I'm in his paw.
Of these words I've tried to recite, they are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
Alright, you're killing it with these tracks, Lily. So now we've got a funny story for you guys. So obviously none of us speak Italian. We came here with zero Italian under our belt, I want to say.
Now we got what? Ciao, grazie.
Buongiorno.
Bella. Buongiornata. Anyway, so.
Didn't know that one, actually.
We've learned a lot since being here. But yeah, so the first week we were here, obviously a ton of us hit up the grocery store to buy just common household items like cereal bars and laundry detergent. And I want to say it was last week that we figured that 3 out of the 4 of us in this room have been washing our clothes with fabric softener and not laundry detergent.
And I had been getting, I think you guys have witnessed me getting very frustrated with the laundry situation here. My clothes weren't getting clean. I'm like, what is the deal? And then finally, Michelle brought it to my attention, the smart one in this room, when it comes to laundry, apparently. That I was using fabric softener and not detergent, so.
I mean, the big hint was that it was pink. Detergent is normally blue.
But it smelled it kinda, good.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, our clothes smelled fantastic. They did. Fantastic.
But I washed a load today with actual detergent, y'all.
Life-changing.
So clean. Problem
so happy for you, Madison.
Oh my goodness. I've been missing out.
Thanks to Michelle.
We're really adulting over here in Cortona. All right, let's kick it off for this next song, Lily.
All right, next up we got For Da Squaw by Isaiah Rashad, another artist I have been able to see in concert. It was amazing.
Turn it down. Hey, you roll up. You roll up for the boys? For the squad? No, that's our job right now. Hey, Jamil. Yeah. If I can pay my bills, I'm good. I'm coming over. Found a message in my bottle. Your son is coming up. By the bill, by ill, by boo. What y'all be saying? You ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. Listen here, I say my dude. And what you call it? It was heaven at the bottom. And peace from throwing up. By the bill, by ill, by boo. What y'all be saying? You ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. I think I do this shit for real, dawg. Hey, I ain't no motherfucking me, but I'm for motherfucking real, dawg. Hey, mama, mama, I got some dollars for your bills, dawg. Hey, now I'm the hit and I'm the topic, all that matters, I'm Jaleel, dawg. Hey, yeah, you know I think the sunshine should feel how I feel, how I feel like, yeah, I think at nighttime, she moon, she call my phone, hit my line, I'm here for you in Eastside, shame on us, rain come on now, I figured the mood, I figured, oh. When I pay my bills, I'm good, I'm coming over, found a message in my bottle, your son is coming up. By the bill, by ill, by boo. What y'all be saying? You ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. Listen here, I say my dude. And what you call it? It was heaven at the bottom. And peace from throwing up. By the bill, by ill, by boo. What y'all be saying? You ain't nothing but
Jesus. Toto to do a do not forget me. I've been wildin' Santa, poppin' rock 'em. Lord, forgive him for the talcum powder. I right now stretch it, bless it. Bless it, my brother and his record. On the record, for the record. Hey, and play it back cause they respect us. I right now I got the moon and the stars below my feet. So low I speak, so I don't wake them. Praise the Lord, the God in me, who made me spoiled with rotten teeth. So I perform the prophecy, and on the norm, the plaque will be to be expressing who we are, and addressing who they aren't, and doing what they can't. And if I can pay my bills, I'm good. I'm coming over, found a message in my brother. Your son is coming up by the bill, by ill, by boo. What y'all be saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up. Listen here, I say my dude. And what you call it, it was heaven at the bottom. And peace from throwing up. By the bill, by ill, by boo. My y'all be saying, you ain't nothing but a baby. Your fear is growing up.
All right, welcome back from another great pick from Lily. Hope you enjoyed. I just wanted to ask y'all, I've noticed the fashion around here is so much better than how Americans dress. Do you agree?
I agree.
Oh, fully. Yeah.
It's just so much more effortless here, it looks like.
Just elegant and simple.
Yes.
Everyone's 100%. Got their own style, but it's all stylish.
Mm-hmm. Very much true. I agree. Was there like a favorite city that we've been to so far that you've seen like a better fashion since then?
Oh.
Like Rome compared to Venice?
I think being in Cortona for so long, I have had time to get used to the actual landscape of the place and get used to the city so that I've been able to start looking around more at the people around me, whereas those bigger cities, I was just so focused on the buildings. So the fashion that stands out to me is definitely right here in Cortona, just the clean, beautiful style of everyone walking down these streets.
Oh, no, yeah, I totally agree. And even though it's not a big city, like people here even seem to have their own fashion sense, and just the stores have such a variety. That it's like, even though it's such a small town and everyone's shopping at the same stores, you have such a selection to choose from that like you don't end up looking the same as someone else.
Which is not like America.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to school and like the girl next to you will be wearing the exact same shirt.
Right.
It's like, oh
yeah.
My goodness.
All right, Lily.
Okay, next up we have Pink Sweats with Honesty. It is actually the very first single he released just last year, but it's amazing.
She said, baby, I'm afraid to fall in love. What if it's not reciprocated? I told her, don't rush, girl, don't you rush. It's all a game of patience. She said, what if I dive deep? Will you come in after me? Would you share your flaws with me? Never know. I told her, thinking is I'm wrong. Love will happen when it wants. I know it hurts sometimes, but don't let it go. Cause sometimes, but don't
ladies and gents, we got a real treat for you guys on next, and I'm going to send it to Lily so she can tell you guys a little bit about it.
All right, so next up is my very own brother song. My brother goes by 97 Chatty. He's a student at UGA, and, you know, he puts out some great music, and he's out on all platforms. 97 Chatty, look him up. He does shows back at UGA. He's hopefully going to be in Atlanta soon. So right here we have his hit single, if I can call it that, called Benzos.
Cause I'm getting bands rolling green up in that Benzo. I ain't popping Benzo, leaning in that Benzo. Gotta keep it clean, yeah, shawty call it Frenzo. I ain't popping Benzo, leaning in that Benzo. I ain't popping Benzo, leaning in that Benzo. I ain't popping Benzos, I be in the Benzo. I be in the Benz, straight feeding for the Benzo. Hello, what's going on? My name is Chad Don, a.k.a. Chosen one, they ain't really what I'm on. Go to college just for fun, catch me chillin' in the sun. MIA is where I stun, I move to Cali just to bond. Stay down, they gon' run, pressure on me, weigh a ton. It don't matter, I'm the one, top shot, ain't a gun. Got gelati in the blunt, in the Mozzie or the truck. Catchin' bodies, how I dunk, Milwaukee got the bucks.
I ain't poppin' Benzo, leanin' in that Benzo. Cause I'm gettin' bands, rollin' green up in that Benzo. I ain't poppin' Benzo, leanin' in that Benzo. Gotta keep it clean, and shawty call it Frenzo. I ain't poppin' Benzo, leanin' in that Benzo. I ain't poppin' Benzo, leanin' in that Benzo. I ain't poppin' Benzos, I be in the Benzo. I be in the Benz, straight feedin' for the Benz, though.
Staying up late to the early, just tryna come out of dirty. I'ma pull up with a 30, if you pull up, I'ma serve it. I can't believe you ain't heard this, yeah, I believe I deserve it. Better when she used to curb me, I couldn't sleep, I was working. Chase my dreams, it was worth it, just wanna Benz with the curtains. Just wanna smoke a dessert, just lean when I shoot like I just took a perky. Might get it too, cause they all tryna hurt me. Boy, you a snake, I'm daddy a serpent. Only one left, I ain't got a circle. Hot in the game, we go berserk, but don't need a vest. Still gonna murder, daddy up next, go spread the word. Daddy up next, go spread the word.
Wow, 97 Chatty.
Okay. That's my brother.
I've got to ask what the name means.
It's pretty straightforward. His name's Chad Chatty, you know, fun nickname. And he was born in 1997. Okay. Put him together and you got a music name for yourself.
The creativity, I love it.
I have to ask too, how do your parents feel about it?
You know, my mom is a huge fan of his music. I'm sure my dad is too, but my mom, everywhere I go, she tells me, did you tell everyone about your brother's music? So here I am trying to make him famous in Italy. Let's go.
Number one sister award.
I see the Spotify, I see the YouTube, but what is the Instagram?
Okay, so the Instagram is also 97 Chatty, you know.
All right.
He's an amazing brother. I'm very lucky to have such an amazing person in my family. Always supporting me. Love you, Chad.
Are you going to make him some merchandise?
Oh, actually, he's asked me while I'm over here on the art program, what a perfect time to design some merch for him.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, 97 Chatty merch dropping spring 2020. You heard it here first, folks.
Pre-order November.
Pre-order will be dropping soon. Okay, and this next song.
Oh, this next song, of course, another one of my favorites, because they all are All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be all right.
Nigga, we gon' be all right. Nigga, we gon' be all right.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face all day. Won't you please believe when I
see.
When you know we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. And a profit big enough to feed you every day. My logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
About how small of a world it actually is. For example, even though we're in Italy, like we're never far from Georgia because we ran into so many people from Georgia, like at least every week we've been here. I'm going to hand it off to Rhea to tell a cool story about it.
Yeah, so we were actually in one of the Capitoline museums and we were standing around talking and one of my friends said, y'all. And there was a couple standing next to us and the lady asked us where we were from because she heard my friend say y'all. And we were like, oh, we're from Georgia. And she was like, oh, I'm from Cumming, Georgia. And I was like, no way, that's where I went to high school. And her daughter actually went to a high school in my county and she now goes to UGA, which is just so crazy because we were so far from Georgia. And yet here's another lady that's from the same exact small town that I'm from.
And then there was the guy who was in Cortona, him and his wife, who were here for the month.
Yeah, no, they were also from a county that was like right next to mine. And their son went to UGA, did the Cortona program. And they were just here visiting for a month. And I don't know, it's just crazy.
The day after we met that couple, I was in a store in town here in Cortona. And a woman heard us speaking English, asked us where we were from. Turns out she was from Atlanta, which is the city that I'm from. So every single week, it's been a new person from Georgia, and it's just fun to see what a small world it is.
It really is.
All right, and this next song.
All right, next up, we have Only If by Steve Lacy. Next up, we have Twilight by Anderson .Paak, who I've actually just started drumming this summer. It's something I wanted to learn how to do it for a very long time.
And a drummer girl.
Yeah, he's my inspiration. So we're switching up the tempo with this great song, Twilight. That makes me miss drumming so much. I was in the process of learning that song when I left home, but I'll jump right back into it when I get home. On that note, any of you guys play any instruments? Drumming's all I got.
I played the recorder in elementary school.
Okay. I did as well.
But I tried to join the middle school band, and my mom told me I was not musically inclined. So to stick with sports.
Ooh, harsh.
Tough love.
Right.
I played the recorder as well. I think we all did, but I also
it's a priceless skill. Yeah.
I still have mine.
Oh, wow.
I played the alto saxophone, middle school band, and then I've played piano since I was 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm also not musically inclined, Madison, but for some reason I still pursued the clarinet in middle school. Everybody laughed at me.
I think everyone laughed at the clarinet player. It wasn't just you. Clarinet is the lowest on the totem pole of middle school band instruments.
All right.
For anyone that didn't know out there, that wasn't a band nerd in middle school.
Oh, wow.
Brutal, Rhea.
I speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Anyway, Lily, next song.
All right, next up is my second to last song. It's another Steve Lacy song called Dark Red.
Only you, babe. Only you, babe. about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't.
Before we leave you with our last song, we're just gonna leave you with some thoughts on just what's been special to us in Cortona so far and just what stood out to us in our experience. Me personally, I've just loved being able to take art classes with students who are just so diverse in their majors and where they're from and their experiences. It's a little unnerving coming into this as a finance major and just having no artistic capability whatsoever, and then to just get thrown in a painting and a metals and an art history class. It's a really cool experience that I probably wouldn't have had anywhere else.
Right, and I think what's also really cool about that is we all definitely have our own styles, especially those of us who have not been taking art classes for either ever before or only like one or two semesters before this. And the professors and faculty are just like so amazing in working with us to develop our own personal styles, especially in a place where, you know, we can see all of this beautiful art and get inspired by different styles and really work on what we want to be working on.
I think for me, what stood out so far is just how close we get to interact with the people of Cortona, because like no other program is like that at UGA. We get to be close and personal with them, and we develop a relationship with them over a period of time. And like we, our director Chris Shamer, she does tours of the UGA campus, and like you meet students who went there in the 70s and 80s who keep coming back to Cortona because they've built such a good relationship with the city and the town and the people here.
And that's gonna be us
in 50
decades down the line.
Catch us wheezing as we walk up the hill to take a tour.
Something's definitely special about being able to study something like art in Italy, a place that, you know, its history is rooted in the Renaissance and within art itself. I don't know, just like the amazing people here, faculty, and like all the amazing friends I've made so far kind of make this program special, and I feel like we learn something new every day.
Aww. For sure. We're very lucky to be here. We're extremely lucky.
We're
learning more every day, so I love it. So
every day's a new adventure.
I love you, Cortona. True.
Including this, I mean,
exactly.
I would never get to do this.
Yeah. Anyway, one last time, Lily, take it away.
All right. I wanted to end on, you know, a loving note. So we're throwing it back to the 70s with the funk song, one of my mom's absolute favorites, "You Got the Love" by Chaka Khan and Rufus.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Ciao, ragazzi.
Ciao.
We'll be right back.
right. What's the matter with you? Hold me tight. Why must I tell you what to do? Smiling, smiling comes as no surprise. Smiling, hiding what I see in your eyes. The story goes on much deeper than I can see. Yes, I do. Stop running the game. I can tell you're a boy in me. Uh-huh. Oh, nothing I wouldn't pay just to hear you say.
I love you. I need you.
Love me right.